T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We got no Ratto, we got no Kolsky, but we got John Dickinson, and I'm happy to tell you we've also got Dave Fleming, who was calling those games, obviously. Dave, presented by the County of Santa Clara, you can get vaccinated now for free at any of their drop-in locations, including Eastside, San Jose, Downtown San Jose, Gilroy, Mountain View, Sunnyvale, and more. Call 211 or visit sccfreevax.org to drop into one closest to you. Dave, thank you for joining us. Wow.
Wow is a good way to put it. I mean, I said that word a lot these last few days. And it's an interesting question you bring up. The one that came to mind, at least in the modern sort of the last 20 years of Giants-Dodgers baseball, the famous two-game series in 1997 with Brian Johnson's home run. You know, it's kind of hard to match that because of the pennant race urgency in September.
Right, if you get to break the tape of the marathon, we remember that, but wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that, other than that, could you have had a series with more drama between these two teams, especially considering it's still only late July? Hard to imagine because those games were just, you know, they were intense, but they were also bonkers, crazy, weird, goofy. So all the cool stuff that you don't see day to day, all the intensity of an incredible rivalry, and the two teams on top of it all with the best records in Major League Baseball. That just doesn't happen very often. So we all, I don't know about you, but everywhere that I've been the last few days, everywhere I've been, that's what all people want to talk about are the games and what about that call and what about that play and what about that hit. And, that's kind of cool. We sports should do that to a city, a town, a fan base, whatever. Feels rarer than it should that it really, truly does that. That's what we've had this week.
Yeah, it was an incredible series. The only one that came to mind for me, and this was not at the same level, but it was right around this time in 2010, you had the Bochy-Mattingly series with the pitching change. But again, that wasn't the two best teams in the league, although that I do feel like, and that was sort of a turning point moment for that Giants team in that particular season. Again, right around this time in July where you know they needed a boost and were able to get a big win with that big ninth inning. I was sort of thinking back about maybe some similarities there, but it just not on the level when you've got what the Giants have become this season versus what the Dodgers were projected to be and have been to this point.
Yeah, and the similarity would also be that double mound visit call that got Jonathan Broxton out of the game. The guy, the lefty George Sherrill, came in and gave up the double that put the Giants ahead. I mean, that's the kind of play that would have fit in last night's weirdness. You know, ground ball, game should be over. No, it's not over after review. Check swing, no swing. What the heck was that? Strike one call. All the stuff that happened last night. And, maybe the other parallel with 2010 is, that was an ascendant Giants team, and we've been through the whole World Championship era now, and the Giants have come out on the other end with another ascendant team. Not young like that 2010 team was, but in terms of the franchise and where it stands, probably a similar position. It sure feels like, this week, if you needed it, and maybe some people still needed it for whatever reason, if you needed validation that this Giants team is not going away. This isn't a fluke. This isn't something that's just happened. And at some point they're coming back down to earth. if you needed the proof that those things were not true, then I would hope this week provided that.
Yeah, this is one of those mirages that actually have you drinking the sand, if that's all it is. This has got to be true. This is not a mirage. This is not an oasis. This is a first-place baseball team, number 1 to 61 wins. Biggest 9-game homestand in a really long time right around the corner. Dave Fleming talking about everything that just happened at Dodger Stadium last night. I was stunned, like you said, the play at second. Normally, that is one that I didn't think there was enough there to necessarily overturn that call. It happened. The Darren Ruff check swing, that happened. We know that was not exactly a glorious moment of Major League umpiring. What I couldn't believe more than anything, though, was Dave Roberts just letting Kenley Jansen look as uncomfortable as I've ever seen him on the mound and basically just melt down. I'm surprised he stuck with him as long as he did.
Yeah, I was surprised. Things were moving so fast. There was so much to talk about, think about on our telecast last night that we just didn't have. And then Lamont Wade swung at the first pitch. We didn't have enough time to really dive into it, but I was surprised that Jansen, after the check swing call, stayed in the game. Once the Giants tied it up, I figured that would be it for him. He'd thrown like 59 pitches between the two games, the night before and last night. And I was surprised by that. And I wonder if, from the Dodgers' perspective, if maybe somehow the craziness and the chaos and the fury over the check swing call maybe prevented them. Maybe they would have made a move if Dave Roberts hadn't been kicked out and if everybody had been level-headed. I don't know if that's the case or not. They didn't say that after the game. But, yeah, I was surprised at least by that. The Dodgers, it's amazing. They have an issue now with their closer, who was having an all-star year with, hardly any hits given up and an ERA below 2 and pitching really, really well. And now all of a sudden their fans are enraged and they've got an issue there. I mean, that, for them, that's probably the big takeaway of this week, is not just losing the 3 out of 4 to the Giants and feeling like they've missed a chance to even things up in the West, but also now, do they have a big problem on their hands in the back end of the bullpen?
How aggressive do you think along those lines, Dave, that the Dodgers may look to be now with the trade deadline coming up? Because that was sort of a lasting takeaway. All right, they're 3 back. They're going to play again next week. We know the Giants are probably going to look to add some, in a couple of different areas. But the Dodgers almost look like a team that kind of needs a little bit of an infusion, even though they have some heavy-duty firepower that isn't playing for them currently as well.
Yeah, it's hard to know because they do have so many guys that can come back and can play better. I mean, I'm sure they're thinking, gosh, once we get Mookie back and Seager back and we can get Bellinger turned around, why would we need anything? And I'm sure that's part of their thinking. Now, we don't know how serious they think Kershaw's injury is. Trevor Bauer, we have no idea what to think about that. But I, if I were planning as the architect of that team, you'd have to kind of in your mind at least say we're not going to have him the rest of the year. So, to me, if they were going to target anything, maybe they would figure they need a starting pitcher. You watch Buehler and Urias the last couple of nights and think, well, they don't need a starting pitcher. Look at those two guys. But because of everything that's happened to them, maybe they do need a starter. It's interesting because, when you're going for a back-to-back championship, you have so much star power on your team. You're kind of all in on this team. The temptation is to say, yeah, we can't punt it. We got to go for it. That really hasn't been. They've always made a trade, but they've never sold out to make a trade. So maybe they'll find a middle ground there. I don't know.
Looking ahead to tonight, knowing that the secret is just take 2 out of 3 the rest of the way, how important is this for Johnny Cueto tonight? This is a sneaky big start.
It is. I thought he would pitch real well against the Cardinals. He only went 5 innings, but I thought he did a good job. Every start for him is a big start because the results have been up and down. His good has been really good. His not good has cost the Giants some games. And, you wouldn't want to say he's the weak link right now, but he's the guy who's been the least consistent in that starting rotation. So it is a big start for him. He's had tons of battles over his career with the Pirates. Obviously, this is a very different Pirates team. I hope Giants fans tonight are loud and engaged because this is the kind of game where you can have a letdown. This is the kind of game where you can come home after those four battles down in L.A., and it's not a great opponent on the other side, and it's easy to come out a little flat. And I think the Giants fans could play a big part in tonight's game and this weekend, just kind of carrying them through, get them to the off day, then everybody can regroup, and you know they'll be ready to go on Tuesday when L.A. comes back to town. But that's where I hope being home with a crowd that I hope is boisterous really becomes a big – tonight's the night if you're going to lean into a home field advantage. To me, this is the night where Giants fans can actually have an impact on what happens on the field.
And Dave, gauge for us where you feel the Giants fan base is overall, because I don't know if it's COVID and we're still coming out and opening things up more and people are getting out and doing more things, but it just doesn't quite seem like there's the buzz of maybe years past, or maybe that the Bay Area and San Francisco hasn't totally caught on to how good this Giants team has been and could continue to be. The series the last 4 days is the kind of series that'll get everybody talking about it, as you mentioned earlier. But where do you think the fan base is overall as far as catching on to what this team has done?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the fan base, I think. Giants fans everywhere are just thrilled with this team and really enjoying this team. And so I don't think that's the issue. But I do think there is an issue right now in San Francisco of – this is not a criticism in the least, but I do think that people, after what happened last year with the pandemic, people now, the summertime is like, we're not tethered. People here have gone out of town, and people are at the beach and in the mountains. And I don't know about you guys, but I drive around San Francisco and I find parking, and the town is quieter than it usually is. And July has sort of always been a quiet month around here anyway. And I think it's been a little exaggerated. So I just think the city's a little sleepier than we're used to. I have to think that as, you know, August and September rolls around, as people sort of come back to town for the school year and the fall, and young people starting maybe new jobs or whatever, I think the ballpark's going to be absolutely hopping. And the ballpark's been great, but I do think there's something going on with the summertime in San Francisco in 2021 where it's just been a little, the A series was chaos, but the other nights at the park, the crowds have been good, but maybe not quite at the level we're used to seeing. And I think it's just a pandemic thing purely.
I think it's a little pandemic, and hopefully we got some sunshine all weekend long to make sure we got big, big crowds. That sunshine is also a nice ingredient. It's been a little foggy around here, if you don't mind me saying. Dave, what's going to be the harder professional pivot for you, referring to Texas and Oklahoma as SEC programs or the Cleveland Indians as the Cleveland Guardians?
I think part of the reason they picked the Guardians is it sounds like Indians.
Oh, yeah.
I think that one's going to kind of roll off the tongue. I think part of the reason they chose that name is there is it just sounds similar.
I-A-N-S.
Rhythm to it.
and
so I think that one's going to be pretty easy. Texas and Oklahoma might be a little more difficult, but if you cover college sports like I do and you guys do and follow it and are a fan of it, right now you're just used to the chaos because college sports is a mess.
It's
not all bad, but it's a mess. And so this will be the first. Yeah, this is going to happen, I'm almost sure. And then some other things will happen that'll follow it. And there's going to be a lot of shakeup. And my prediction is that within 20 years, I mean, that's a long timeline, but maybe less, there are going to be a lot of schools that play football right now that no longer play football. I think that there are going to be a bunch of universities that say, this is not for us, and we are not pro football, and this has gone too far, and that we're just getting out of this business. And that'll be a shame for people who care about those programs, but that's what I think is coming down the line.
I think it's a reality. By the way, I think another reality that sports fans need to get used to is Colin Morikawa. I know that you are now doing masters and golf, and Morikawa just was unbelievable. This guy is basically standing on the same launching pad that Tiger was looking at.
He's a great young talent. He's a super young man. He is a Dodgers fan, so it just goes to show you not everybody's perfect. but I really enjoy getting to know him. I've walked with him on a bunch of practice rounds. His caddy JJ is like the world's 10th biggest Giants fan. He's just an enormous Giants fan. So I get to kind of hitch along for the ride with those two guys because his caddy wants to talk Giants every practice round. So I just walk alongside and we talk about Gregor Blanco's catch in the perfect game and Sergio Romo in the World Series and all this stuff. And I get to know Colin a little bit. He's really, really easy to root for, and he's a super talent.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You're pretty talented yourself and easy to root for, Dave. We'll do it again real soon sometime. Thank you.
We're sounding pretty good lately. You know, when the team's 61 and whatever, it's pretty – for the broadcasts have a little pep to their step these days.
Absolutely. And you got drama, and you guys just encapsulated it great. Thank you very much. Give Kruk and Kipe our best, okay?
We will, for sure. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you very much. Dave Fleming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.